Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show right here on South Prospect Street in historic Marion, Ohio. Well, I hope you're doing well out there, feeling all right, doing okay, and I hope you've avoided that Delta variant. Yes, indeed, and so I hope everybody's feeling good out there. I had a great weekend. We had my nephew up for a visit, and we did some fun things with him. We went out to the McKinley Park right there by the hospital one more time. Of course, that play area got torn down today, or they started tearing it down today, and so we took him out to play on that one more time, and he just enjoyed that. But it'll be interesting to see what the new play area is going to be like when they're done with that. Well, we have trivia for you today, like usual, and today we're giving away a $10 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. So I hope you like to go out there. It's a lot of fun. A good atmosphere. We always get good service, and so that is what is on the docket for today. A $10 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer one of my trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. I want to tell you about a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth, Saturday, August the 14th from 1 p.m. until ? $10 donation at the door, 5 and under are free. It's a spaghetti dinner with garlic bread and salad. There'll be an auction, a Chinese raffle, a bake sale, 50-50 raffle, and much more. And Alice Renee was recently diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. So this is for a good cause, and you'll get a good meal as well, August the 14th. This benefit will take place at Blue Fusion, all right? So put that on your calendar. I want to say thanks to my supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very, very much. Well, this weekend, I'll tell you what we have planned, and then we'll get right to the trivia. Looks like we were going to go up to the Sunflower Festival, which is up just north of Bucyrus on Route 4 at the Pickwick Place, which is a nice place. They have craft barns up there and flowers and things. Well, they have a big sunflower field, and so we have some plans to go up there and check that out. So I will report back to you next Wednesday and let you know what that is like, okay? All right? So that should be a lot of fun, the Sunflower Festival up there. And if you Google that, you can get more information on that and their exact address as well. But it's just a free, fun event for the whole family up there. Did anybody go to the National Night Out at Grant Middle School last night? I missed it, but I bet it was a lot of fun. I saw some pictures from some of the police websites and some of the police Facebook pages, and it just looked like it was a great time. So if any of y'all went out there, let me know. And I bet it was a good time out there at Grant Middle School, the National Night Out. Yes, indeed. All right, let's jump into the trivia. My phone number is 740-383-9944. Everybody everybody's welcome to call. 740-383-9944. Just call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for an El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Easy questions for you, nothing hard. Just to have a little bit of fun right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. We're ready to go. Which colossal natural landmark was formed 17 million years ago by the Colorado River? Which colossal natural landmark was formed 17 million years ago by the Colorado River? What weather hazard is created by the buildup of static in storm clouds? What weather hazard is created by the buildup of static in storm clouds? With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? Let's see who's on the phone. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Would that be the Grand Canyon?
That'd be the Grand Canyon. Have you ever been?
No, only one of them ever been.
I went one time when I was much younger, and it's a beautiful place out there, I can tell you that.
I saw plenty of photos of it, but I just never even made it out that far.
Yeah, never made it out that far. Sometime I'd like to go back out west and do the old Route 66 out there. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I thought about that too. You see it on TV every now and then.
Yeah, right. Yep, it'd be fun. Well, what's for dinner this evening? Are they fixing it for you?
I'm semi-retired.
All right.
I can't stand it long anymore. So, I may not have to do it.
Okay, so they're fixing it for you.
Yep.
All right. So it's a surprise.
Right. Whatever put on, that's what's put on.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Jump on an available line. In which U.S. state do alligators and crocodiles live side by side? In which U.S. state do alligators and crocodiles live side by side? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good, thanks. Good. Yep. Good deal.
Been some nice weather out there.
It sure has. Boy, today was just about perfect with that little breeze blowing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that.
Been nice. I see our buddy David did it again.
He sure did. I'm going to be sad when he retires. Yeah. 19 glasses on a stick in his mouth.
that's amazing. I would do really good with one.
I know it. Oh, it's just something else.
Yeah.
Yep, he's quite the talent for sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, some people have a lot of talent. Others like me have a little bit of talent.
he's got a certain talent. It's amazing. Yeah. Very, very good sense of balance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think he could probably just about break any of the records that are on out there. So
I think so.
So it's just, I think he just looks at them and see what next on the list and just goes for it.
It would be interesting, you know. They keep saying it's done for STEM.
Right.
Be interesting to see how he uses that.
Right.
To promote that.
It would be.
You know, unless you have a method of promoting it. To various schools, it doesn't do much.
Right. Yeah, it just gets mentioned in the broadcasts with you, but other than that, I don't know if you have literature, if you're at a public place, or exactly what you'd want to do with that. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of different events going on now to visit, isn't there?
Oh, you know? Yes, Yeah.
They've all bloomed out this year. You know, I don't know if some of them might be closing down a little bit pretty soon if things don't get better, though.
So. Yeah, this just might be our window of time to go
right
to them.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Originally, fall was going to be where it was at, you know.
Right.
But I think fall might, I just don't
might,
know about
might
fall.
Might close down a little bit. Be interesting to see how the popcorn festival goes.
Right.
You know, boy, you talk about a crowd.
I know. All those people right there. You know, I have a question because I asked somebody that worked in the medical field, and they don't have any way of testing to actually find out if this is the Delta variant or not. Do you know who tests for the Delta variant?
I think the state tests that. I don't think locally, I don't think they have the capabilities, but the state does.
Okay.
And but that's about all I know. I've noticed where the doctor said, well, we don't know, you know, if it's the Delta, or we haven't heard back from the state. So apparently they must send some sort of a sample in to the state to get tested.
Okay, just the state only probably
right
at this point.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that makes more sense. Locally, they can't do it then.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I
yep
think it's lightning that you were looking for.
Yeah, lightning's what
right
I was looking for. Yes.
Yeah.
Lightning's a interesting thing to watch if there's ever a lightning storm.
Boy, it is.
Mm.
Yeah, I witnessed once a big tree getting hit.
Yeah,
you
oh
know,
yeah,
and it just blew it apart.
Oh,
just
yeah,
amazing, you know, because you, with all the moisture in a tree, you know, you instantly make steam when you send those millions of amps, you know, through the tree to the ground. And that's what really blows it apart, is just this internal steam within the tree.
Mm, yeah.
Expanding.
Wow. That's just amazing, isn't it? Oh,
it is.
The power
pretty
of
powerful.
Oh, sure is.
And it can travel a long way. They say you can, it can hit, if it's 10 mile away, it can still hit close to you, you know, because a lot of it can travel cloud to cloud to cloud,
yeah,
you know, horizontally up above and then come down. So it's
yeah
pretty wicked. That's why,
oh, yeah,
that's why all the outdoor sporting events now, they say, you know, if it's within 9 or 10 mile, I think they have to wait 30 minutes before they can resume play.
Mm, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's delayed a lot of football games,
yeah,
in the last few years since they started
sure
enacting
sure
that
has
rule, you know.
Yeah, boy.
And so.
Yep, there's nothing to play around with being out in lightning,
nope,
is it? No way.
If you're sitting on some aluminum grandstands.
Oh, boy, yeah. Light you up.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get off.
All right, Ernie.
Somebody else.
Good to talk to
good
you.
Talk
thanks
to
for
you
calling.
Thanks, Nate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944 is the number. Hey, where would you eat gumbo? What state? Where would you eat gumbo? Can you tell me that? I might have had that question before. What is the longest river in the world? Not the largest. What is the longest river in the world? In which city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge? Not state. In which city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge? Hi, we're on the air.
Are you looking for Florida?
Yes.
For the alligators?
Yes, I'm looking for Florida. Is this Judy C.?
Yes, it is.
Good to talk to you, Judy. I'll get you in the drawing.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. All right. As Paul Harvey says, page 2 of my trivia questions. Which state did the U.S. buy... what state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? Which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. And on which river would you find the Hoover Dam? On which river would you find the Hoover Dam? Those are the ones we'll start with at 740-383-9944. My line's available. Jump on it. Answer a trivia question. We're giving away a gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. You can they have a good to-go feature out there, too. And it's nice and hot if you choose to get it to go as well. So dine in or carry out. And, of course, they're out there on 423 south of the Marion Center Mall. And they're on Route 95 out there in the plaza. Oh, in front of where you want to turn in to go back into Hobby Lobby and the Dollar Tree and that back on 95, out front there in that plaza. Oh, not too far down from Starbucks and all that. Next plaza over. Alrighty, 740-383-9944. Jump on the available line and join Bob, Ernie, and Judy C. in the drawing for a chance to win this gift card from El Campesino's Mexican Restaurant. Okay, I have some offbeat facts for you right here. A rainbow can only be seen in the morning or late afternoon. These are from our friends at Snapple.com. You can go there and find all kinds of these. A male kangaroo is called a boomer. An electric eel can release a charge powerful enough to start 50 cars. Dolphins are unable to smell. In Switzerland, it is illegal to own only one guinea pig because they are prone to loneliness. You wouldn't want your guinea pig to get lonely, would you? Texas is the only state that permits residents to cast absentee ballots from space. The world's biggest pyramid is not in Egypt, but in Mexico. In 1634, tulip bulbs were a form of currency in Holland. A pigeon feathers are heavier than its bones. And dragonflies have six legs, but cannot walk. There's your offbeat fast facts for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, broadcasting live on a Wednesday afternoon, August the 4th. Hey, here's some offbeat news for you right now. I have my offbeat news stack here for you. Well, it's not a stack, but you know, it's three stories here for you to start things off. An Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record and a lot of glass when he balanced 19 drinking glasses on a wooden stick held in his mouth. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said the goal to beat was 15 glasses balanced on the stick, and he managed to balance 19 and hold them for more than the Guinness mandated 10 seconds. Rush's video of the attempt shows the glass tumbling to the floor, several of them breaking after he successfully captured the record. Rush said he was able to clean up the broken glass with a vacuum, and luckily the cups weren't from his wife's favorite set. So there you go, all good there. Also, a bear wandering on the sidewalk in a Tennessee city drew a crowd of onlookers when it darted through a door into an open restaurant. Casey Falling Myers, a South Carolinian visiting Gatlinburg with her family, captured video of pedestrians flocking to the windows of Crawdaddy's restaurant and oyster bar after a bear ran into the eatery. Can you imagine sitting in the restaurant and a bear coming out? Falling Myers said in the video. Falling Myers also captured photos of the bear wandering on the sidewalk outside Crawdaddy's and getting within arm's reach of several pedestrians. An employee at Crawdaddy's said the bear entered through the front door and ran up a staircase, then turned around and left. And finally, dozens of lifeguards gathered on a California beach to compete for the title of the toughest lifeguard team in Los Angeles County. The lifeguard competition, part of the 58th annual International Surf Festival, saw teams of lifeguards from across Los Angeles County competing in relay foot races and relay swim races to crown the county's toughest lifeguard team. It's the most prestigious lifeguard event in the world, competitor Carson Williams told KABC-TV, so I'm really excited to compete with my team. This year's title went to the lifeguard team from Zuma Beach. There you go. There's some offbeat news to start things off for us here on a Wednesday afternoon. 4:34 is the time. And here's my trivia questions that I have for you. And we are giving away a El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. And, of course, they have their two locations here in Marion for you to be able to choose from, should you be our winner. And we will send this through the mail to you, all right? So jump on the line and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in our drawing. And coming up at 4:55 this afternoon, we will give this away to a lucky winner. With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? Do you know the answer to that trivia question? With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? Where would you eat gumbo? What state? Where would you eat gumbo? Which is the longest river in the world? Not the largest. Which is the longest river in the world? In which city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge? Not the state. In which city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge? 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome. Give us a call. Which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? Which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you'd find the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
San Francisco's where it's at, and I've never got to see it in person.
Yeah, me neither.
No, but it looks pretty neat, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
My parents, they got to see fireworks over the Golden Gate Bridge before.
Oh, that would have been nice to see.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. But nope, I've been out to Arizona, up through Wyoming, but never as far as west as California. Never have.
Yeah. I've never been there either.
Nope. It's on my bucket list to go someday. I've got some relatives out there I could go visit, but just haven't had the opportunity, and my wife doesn't like to fly, so we'd have to drive, you know. So it'd be be a pretty good drive out there, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, thanks, Becky. I'll get you in the drawing, all right?
Okay, you have a good day now, mate.
Hey, good talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hey, on which river would you find the Hoover Dam? On which river would you find the Hoover Dam? Can you tell me the answer to that one? And those are the ones that we'll go with for now. 740-383-9944. Kind of a quiet day here at WWGH on this August the 4th. And it's such a nice day outside, so I would imagine a lot of folks are outdoors enjoying these nice temperatures. I used to listen to a DJ out of Springfield, and that's the way he would say it. He would say, and the current temperature is, you know, whatever it is. Speaking of which, I wonder what the current temperature is here in Marion right now. It looks like currently we have 81 degrees, but there was a nice breeze last time I checked out on the WWGH official front porch here on South Prospect Street, and it felt pretty good out there, as a matter of fact. Hey, check out my website if you get a chance at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, and that's W-E-B-S, not W-E-B-Z. Your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. Yes, if you're ever curious what I look like, it's up there. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And we want to thank the radio station. We are streaming online right now at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. Go there and just scroll down a little bit and look for the Listen Live button. Click on that, buddy, and you are ready to go. On the menu button, you can also find archives from all the shows that we have done here on Wednesday afternoons and everybody else's shows, too. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Don't forget, Scott Spears in the morning, every morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Now with Scott Spears, 8 to 10 a.m. every morning. A guest or just a lot of fun. Sometimes he'll do trivia. Sometimes he'll do Family Feud. Whatever. Hey, tune in. 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. You can find us on Facebook, too, by searching Radio Nate. While you are there, click the follow or the like button. You'll find interesting things to show up in your news feed. Just type in Radio Nate on Facebook and you will have it. Well, it is August the 4th and time to find out what happened on this day in history. And here we go with the year 1753. George Washington became a master mason. 1790, the Revenue Cutter Service was formed. This U.S. Naval Task Force was the beginning of the U.S. Coast Guard. 1821, on this date, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly. 1914, Britain declared war on Germany. The U.S. proclaimed its neutrality. 1921, the first radio broadcast of a tennis match occurred. It was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 1922, the death of Alexander Graham Bell 2 days earlier was recognized by AT&T and the Bell Systems. What did they do? Well, listen to this. They shut down all of their switchboards and switching stations. The shutdown affected 13 million phones. 1934, on this date, Mel Ott became the first Major League Baseball player to score 6 runs in a single game. 1944, Nazi police raided a house in Amsterdam and arrested 8 people. Anne Frank, a teenager at the time, was one of the people arrested. Her diary would be published after her death. 1956, William Hertz became the first person to race a motorcycle over 200 miles per hour. He was clocked at 210 miles per hour. And finally, on this date in 1957, Florence Chadwick set a world record by swimming the English Channel in 6 hours and 7 minutes. Wow, that's what happened on this August the 4th, on this day in history, and I, for one, can't believe that it's August already. Man, oh man, where has this summer gone? It has just flown by. I want to remind you there is a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth on Saturday, August the 14th, from 1 until question mark. A $10 donation at the door. 5 and under are free. This is a spaghetti dinner with garlic bread and a salad. Auction, Chinese raffle, bake sale, 50-50 raffle, and much more. This benefit will take place at Blue Fusion. Alice Renee was recently diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer, and this is a benefit for her. A good cause, so mark your calendars, August the 14th at Blue Fusion. Everybody knows where that is, behind Red Lobster. They're off of 95. 95 is well known, of course, here in Marion, Ohio, so you won't have any trouble finding this location and supporting this great cause. And all the best goes out to Alice Renee Hildreth. I can't imagine what I would do if I got back that I had cancer. I just don't know how I would react. Man, I hope I would have a positive outlook, because I try to have a positive outlook on life, but if that happened to me, I just don't know. So all the best to her and everybody out there, all my listeners. If you're fighting cancer, if you're fighting anything, we just give everybody good positive vibes out there, and prayers to everybody out there, okay? All right. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Monday, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very, very much. 4:46 is the time. It is 81 degrees here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. What you up to this afternoon? Hey, would you like to play trivia? Would you like to have a chance to win an El Campesino's Mexican restaurant gift card? Well, if so, call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing with the folks that have called, and coming up here in just a few moments at 4:55 this afternoon, I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win, okay? Here we go with the trivia questions we are trying to get answered here. Jump on board my line. Everybody's welcome. With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? With around 1.4 billion people, which country has the highest population in the world? What state would you eat gumbo in? What state is that popular in? What state would you eat gumbo in? What is the longest river in the world? Not the largest. What is the longest river in the world? Which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? Which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867? 740-383-9944. Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. Name the scientific scale most commonly used to measure earthquakes. On which river would you find the Hoover Dam? On which river would you find the Hoover Dam? Do you know the answer to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. Jump on my line and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win an El Campesino's Mexican restaurant gift card. And that'll be a lot of fun for you to go out there. As soon as you get there, they bring you some hot chips and salsa. And you can even order, I always say, bring me some liquid cheese. It's actually, the nacho cheese or something. But I always say, bring me the liquid cheese. They know what I'm talking about. Hi, we're on the air.
Does that mean the Richter scale?
That is indeed the Richter scale. Yes, sir. Well, how are you today, Ralph?
I don't know. My brain ain't functioning too good.
Well, you know, mine's not either, but mine doesn't function well most days.
And I was going to tell you, I already know what you look like.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you already know what I look like. So.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Now, I'm just sitting back listening, you know, and you start putting things up, I just start reading them off. And Becky said, well, you must listen to things, but I never answer anything, hardly. And I said, well, I guess I can answer that one.
Hey, I'm glad you did. Glad you did. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, so you're going up there to Cyrus, that sunflower thing, huh?
Yeah, planning on doing that on Saturday. Check that out. Last year, they were just about as high as your head. But this year, I understand they haven't done quite as well. So I don't know how high they'll be this year. But there's just a whole field of them up there. So
yeah,
just let
we got some people over in the back side of the city here, man. That they look like they're 8 foot tall.
Wow! All right, so
I mean they're way
good
up there. Because I told we used to have them out back, and then they got so tall they started bending over.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they started to couldn't handle their own weight probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was up there, I don't know, a couple of years ago or 2 or 3 years ago, we was up there when they had all the apples and the crafts and stuff. We went up there that one year. That place was packed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a popular location, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're coming down through there right by that highway and everything. It makes a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the interstate.
Yeah, my wife is crazy about sunflowers, too. She's got a sunflower backpack, and she had a sunflower watch, and she just loves sunflowers. So she loves going up there looking at them and, you know, taking pictures and whatnot. So.
Yeah, that's nice when they do that. So.
Yeah, they just let you walk around. They have paths all in there. They let you walk around and take pictures to your heart's content.
Yeah, that, you know, that's really interesting when you do see something, because I usually go over my Ohio, but I got a new one this time because we had to go down south to my brother-in-law's funeral, and then on the way back, I stopped at Riverside Park, and they had a new Ohio book in there where they had tell about all the attractions and stuff, and I sit here and go over it and see, you know, pick things out, tell you about the wilds and the zoos and the, all these places you can go to, and museums and the train museums and places like Akron and stuff. I didn't even know what really had all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff to see here in Ohio, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And I said, man, it's just right here alone. You just pick something out and go to it.
Right. just decide one weekend and boom, there you go. You got a day trip.
Take off and no matter where you end up at, you're going to see something.
Yeah, going to see something. That's for sure.
Yeah, I never realized how many covered bridges they are out there, you know, across the state. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, covered bridges. We went through a bunch of them in Union County one time, and then we went through a bunch of them in Fairfield County one time. Just got a map and brought them all up and went around, took pictures of all of them. Yeah, that's fun to do a covered bridge.
It is. I mean, I didn't realize from north, you know, up towards the Toledo up in that area and places around, I said, they're just scattered out and who thought of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, I better back out of here in case somebody's trying to get in for the last minute.
Okay, Ralph. Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah. You have a super day now.
Hey, you too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Ralph and Becky and Judy and Ernie and Bob. have called us today, and we appreciate those folks for calling. And we are just about 2 minutes away for doing our drawing, so if you'd like to jump on the line and answer one of these trivia questions, 740-383-9944, get in here and sign up for a chance to win an El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. Alrighty. Okay, right now we have just enough time for the weird word of the week. So head with me down the imaginary hallway to the imaginary classroom, have a seat, and on the chalkboard I have written this week's weird word. And I'm fixing to tell you what it is in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. My brother passed away this morning at 4:58 in Tampa from the virus.
From the virus. Oh, our condolences out to you, Bob.
Yeah, he was in the hospital in 4 days.
Wow.
They took him 4 days ago, but they called yesterday at 2 o'clock. They gave him 2 to 3 hours, but then he got there until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Man, oh man.
Wow. Tomorrow would have been his birthday.
Oh, it would have been his birthday. Isn't that
yeah,
it would have
been 74.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, that is sad to hear, Bob.
Yeah, my birthday is Saturday, and we always usually got together somewhere or other. You know, 40 years. So, well,
you're
have to go home.
Your birthday's Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday Saturday, Bob.
Thank you, yeah. I was about to say about everything else on my mind, too.
Well, our condolences
to you. He got sick in 4 days, and that was it.
And that was
it. And he sucks.
Wow.
The same people getting the virus. He had the
headshot,
and that's what happened to him.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me get off and say good to you then.
Well, Bob, our condolences to you, buddy, okay?
All right.
You
have a good one.
You take care. Right. Bye-bye. Sad to hear that, for sure. All righty. This week's weird word of the week is integument. Integument, I-N-T-E-G-U-M-E-N-T, it's a noun. The definition is a natural covering as a skin, shell, or rind. Integument entered English in the first half of the 17th century, and that's our weird word of the week. Okay, it is time for our drawing, time to find out who's going to win our $10 El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. So let's shuffle everybody up real good here. Well, there's another caller coming in. Let's see if we can get them signed up too, all right? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, can you tell me what the question was again?
Okay, we had several of them. And I'll give you one of them here. Which is the longest river in the world? That was one of them. And also, which state did the U.S. buy from Russia in 1867?
Okay.
And then another one was, what is the largest a country that has the highest population in the world, the largest country?
Okay, the other one was the Nile.
The Nile, that's correct. And what is your first name?
Patty.
Patty? All right, Patty. We will get you signed up, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's add Patty to the mix. Get everybody shuffled in here real good and find out who the winner is for our El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. And the winner today is Judy C. Judy C., congratulations, you're the winner of our Mexican restaurant gift card, El Campesinos. You're going there. You're going to have a good time for sure. We'll send that in the mail to you. And thank you so much, everybody, for playing this afternoon. It's been a good afternoon to be here. I've had a great time, and we have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner. And I have a recipe here, like usual. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll be there. It's Italian marinated vegetable salad. Here's what you need to make it. 1/2 pound fresh green beans, trimmed, cut in half, or 2 jars of regular store-bought green beans will work, 2 cups small cauliflower florets, 1 cup half cherry tomatoes, 1 cup canned chickpeas rinsed, 1 cup sliced pimento stuffed green olives, 1/4 cup thinly sliced sun-dried tomatoes, 1/2 cup Kraft Tucson House Italian dressing, but any Italian dressing will work. Cook beans and cauliflower in boiling water in large saucepan, 3 to 5 minutes or until crisp tender. Drain. Rinse under cold water, drain again. Place bean mixture in large bowl. Add remaining ingredients. Mix lightly. Refrigerate 3 hours or until chilled. And there you go. That is our Italian marinated vegetable salad. You can find on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and there you will have it. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun to be here with you here in Air Chair 1 this afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. And check out my website to get a chance, radionate.webs.com. Radionate.webs.com. Thanks goes to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Thank you very much to them. And thanks to the radio station for streaming us online at their website, wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming straight ahead. Until we talk again, I'm heading down the road to Waldo. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWE.